today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and the topic is giving gifts in Islam.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
But first, we open the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 12th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter An-Naml, verse 34 to 35 to listen to and learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qalat ya ayyuhal mala'u aftuni fi amri ma kuntu qati'atan amran hatta tashhadun.
She said, O eminent ones, advise me in my affair. I would not decide a matter until you witness for me.
قَالُوا نَحْنُ أُولُو قُوَّةٍ وَأُولُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكِ فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ.
They said, we are men of strength and of great military might, but the command is yours, so see what you will command.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The tyrants and the kings knew that the divine prophets did not seek for money, yet they tried to attract them and make them quiet thereby. So the queen of Saba added, implying that before anything else they should test Solomon and those around him to see indeed what was their condition. Was Solomon a king or a prophet? Was he a destroyer or a reformer? Did they use to drag nations to meanness or to honor? So for this aim they might use of some presents.
The greatest gift. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. The greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. What can be said of Mustafa? He was the wish of Musa, or the news of Isa, the prayer of Ibrahim. It's the greatest gift from Allah to be in the last prophet. Summa salatullah wa salamullah ala al-hadi rasulillah.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is giving gifts in Islam. Gift giving is one of the good manners that maintains and strengthens relations between the giver and the recipients. It is one of the acts that Prophet Muhammad recommended Muslims to do. The Messenger of Allah used to accept gifts and reward people for giving them. The phrase, reward people for giving them, means giving the giver at a later time something of equal value, at least in return. This hadith or narration indicates that accepting gifts and giving something of equal value or more to the giver is the way of the Prophet. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about various aspects of offering presents and gifts to friends in Islam. Usually, we find that it's a common practice, not only in Muslim communities, but also almost everywhere in the world, that friends may give gifts to each other. Or, for example, you may give a present or give a gift to a friend, or for example to an old classmate, to a colleague, to a friend, or even for example to some of your family members. Various kinds of such gifts can be found. Now, for example, in certain nations, for example in Thailand, flowers or for example some fruits may be given to people, or for example in certain communities, I mean, that are really, I mean, well-to-do families. For example, someone may dedicate a home, I mean, an abode to a beloved person, for example, to one's own wife. Or in some African communities, some people may dedicate their beloved, for example, sons or daughters to the chiefs of their tribes. Now we find that, of course, it doesn't mean that all of them are acceptable. However, in many places, you find that some of these gifts are really good. For example, it's a good practice to give a gift, I mean, a valuable gift to a teacher or to a university professor, especially when, for example, a former student or a colleague may give such a gift, a valuable gift to a teacher. Or, for example, in some communities, we find that on certain days, I mean, some gifts may be given to, I mean, all people in a community or a selected number of them. For example, in a school or in a university, some outstanding teachers may receive some books or dictionaries or other types of gifts in appreciation of their efforts over the years.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
This is today's special and seeking the pleasure of Allah. How can you seek the pleasure of Allah when giving gifts to someone? By aligning your intention, gifts promote harmony and love between Muslims and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is pleased when His slaves live in harmony. When giving gifts, if you make an intention to connect your hearts with the recipient, spread joy and warmth, strengthen your bonds, and earn pleasure of Allah, the barakah will follow. When you give gifts and don't want to receive something in return, it is considered as if you're giving sadaqah. When giving gifts, do it with the intention of performing a righteous deed, increasing the bond between you and the recipient, and seek the pleasure of Allah the Almighty.
The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The most valuable gift that everyone should learn to value today is that we should appreciate this life throughout our everyday. The gift of life He granted us, how could we ever repay? Show gratitude to your Creator, and please do not delay.
Best Islamic Gift Ideas for Everyone, Quran Pack, Best Idea for Everyone. While talking about the best Islamic gifts idea, if we don't talk about the Quran pack, then it will be 100% wrong. Quran pack is the most crucial source of authority for Muslims. Therefore, giving this book as a gift to your Muslim fellow should be very priority. It is also a source of rightfulness and a path to success for Muslims. Therefore, you should give Quran pack as a gift to your friends and family members. This gift will be the best gift of their lives. Other Islamic books like that of Nahjul Balagha or Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah are also very recommended.
As it turns out, psychologists have done a lot of research on what kinds of gifts people appreciate the most. And what's interesting is that the kinds of gifts we think people will like as gift givers turn out not to necessarily be the kinds of things that people actually really truly appreciate the most as gift recipients. Let's start with a simple example, which is that you should probably ask someone what they want before you buy them a gift. I know, it's revolutionary, but let's look at the evidence. Research shows that people tend to appreciate gifts more when it's something that they explicitly asked for, compared to when it was something that the gift giver came up with him or herself. And here's one of those weird mismatches where gift givers usually assume that the recipients won't care one way or another. Oh, sure, you told me you want these things, but you really don't care what I get you. You'll be just as happy if I come up with my own horrible idea. So the advice here is pretty obvious. Ask people what they want and don't assume you can come up with something good all by yourself. And here's another pro tip that comes from research in psychology. If you're the gift recipient in this scenario, ask for one thing. Don't give someone a whole list of things that you might want. Because what happens, as the studies show, is that gift givers get your list and they go, oh, well, if they list all of these things, then it must mean that they don't care exactly what it is that they get, and I'm just as good at picking something for them as whatever is on their list. But when you put only one thing on your wish list, the gift giver gets the hint and realizes that this must be the thing you really want, and everybody's happy at the end.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. We leave you in Allah's protection. And of course, don't forget to follow us on parstoday.com/en. Today's special. By the way, we continue this interesting topic that was giving gifts in Islam.